The pandemic has a lot of us doing more in the kitchen and maybe trying to get our kids more involved as well. But we're already over 7 months in, and your go-to recipes may be getting a little stale and your kids a little bored with your take on mac and cheese. Let's find some kid-friendly inspiration from our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Kathy, great to speak with you again.
Hello, Peter.
Hi there. And you know, this pandemic has actually been pretty good for my older kids' baking skills, which is great, you know, but I've been trying to get her to move beyond the endless batches of cookies and brownies that she's making. Where should I start? How should I do that?
Well, you're not alone, and nor is she alone. I've baked my way through the past 7 months. The great thing about inviting your kids into the kitchen is that there is so much to be gained. There are the obvious pitfalls, like you can get lunch and dinner on the table a lot quicker without them, and your kitchen will presumably be cleaner. But start with something that really excites them. Let them choose. Maybe you throw a bunch of fruit and ice cubes and yogurt out and say, let's all make our own smoothies. Everybody gets to make their own, and they get to do it exactly the way they want. Or maybe they want to smash some avocados into guacamole, and you add the last tomatoes and a little bit of lime juice, or something even as simple as popping popcorn, and then they can choose the toppings. You want to engage them and empower them. The whole point is to say, we're going to learn together, and there is so much to be learned when you bring your child into the kitchen.
And it sounds like you're saying you can take baby steps with that. So let's talk about some of the recipes that you have, starting with pancakes, which are kind of like the cookies and the brownies that my daughter's been baking.
Kind of, but these are maple banana pancakes, and they've got several things going for them. Number one is you can make the batter the night before, because the idea of making pancakes from scratch on a work day and a school day can be overwhelming.
Yeah,
so you make this very simple batter. Yeah, exactly. But it's really stirring and measuring, and there's buttermilk in this, and there's whole wheat flour and regular flour. Cooking with kids is a great time to teach STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, and math. You know, how much is one cup? What's a half a cup? What's half of a half a cup? You're constantly cooking and playing with this food and creating things, but there's teaching lessons. And then what you do is you take bananas and cut them into slices, saute them very quickly with cinnamon and ginger or whatever your favorite spices are, drizzle a little maple syrup over them so they get all gooey, and then you put those on top of your pancakes before you flip them. Kids really, really get into making pancakes.
You know, you mentioned buttermilk. I'm glad you did. The other day I needed buttermilk. I didn't have it. And my daughter said, I know how to make buttermilk. You just add some lemon juice to milk. And I was like, what? She was right. And that's amazing.
You've got You've got a genius in the house.
All right. I know you brought a recipe for recipe for quesadillas as well. Always fun with the kids.
Yeah, this is very simple, and essentially you can think of this like a grilled cheese meets a taco. Let the kids shred the cheese, careful of their fingers. You can open a jar of salsa. You can make your own salsa. And then this is where the fun comes in. Oh, we have that leftover chicken from dinner last night, or those roasted veggies would be good on this. Oh, let's add some beans. So again, they're adapting the recipe. They're customizing it, and all you're really doing is heating up a tortilla, putting the shredded cheese on until it's bubbling, and then you can top it with the salsa and sour cream or yogurt or radishes or anything you have on hand.
That's smart and doable. It sounds doable. This next one that you brought does seem a little bit more complicated. Tell us about this one, a pumpkin coconut soup.
Yeah, making soup sounds a little sophisticated and complex for cooking with kids, but it's not. The orange color and the sweet pumpkin flavor and the coconut is going to win them over. First of all, kids love pushing buttons, and this mostly happens in a blender. You saute an onion, you add peeled, chopped up pumpkin or winter squash, or open a can of pureed pumpkin. Add a little salt and pepper, some vegetable stock or chicken stock. Let it cook. Throw in a can of unsweetened coconut milk. And then the fun. You slowly put it in the blender. Don't overfill it or we have a disaster. And you whirl it up. And it's kind of a soup that happens in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time. You did talk briefly about safety. And, you know, on a job like this, you said you could use the canned pumpkin or a real pumpkin. Is cutting up the pumpkin a job for the adult or the kids? Or what do you think about that?
Cutting up the pumpkin is definitely a job for an adult supervision. Whenever you have knives or sharp objects out with kids, you always want to sort of be holding their hands so that you're both using the knife. You can also buy pre-peeled chunks of squash and pumpkin now. Also, wear an apron, less laundry later. If you have really young kids, you could put a mat out under the floor. But just remember that you're building memories, you're creating rituals, you're creating traditions, and it's been proven the kids that cook eat more fruits and vegetables.
Oh, really? You know, my little one always wants to stir the pot, which makes me anxious in more ways than one. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst will have all the recipes at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.